It's Yom Sheni, Labor Day, and we're on Halacha Hey, on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph 51A Klayim. Haroya Yark become. Now, Baruch Hashem, it's getting a little easier this page. Haroya Yark become. A person sees a vegetable growing in his vineyard. Vomar, and he says, Kisha Agi Eloel Al Gatenu. When I get to it, I'll collect. I'll gather it up. Mutter, even though it may grow, the share of growth, of course, is one more than 1 out of 200. So let's say it grew 2/200. No, 1 out of 200. Oh, the 2/200. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. 1/100. Yes. Yes. And nonetheless, it's mutter. Kisha Echzer Al Katenu. If
That means he does not have to pick it up right away.
No, he does not have to run to pick it up. He's preoccupied with other things right now. He has no need for him to drop whatever he's doing and run to collect it. It wasn't planted Merzono. It was just growing. So, right. Anyway. If he says Kisha Echzer Al Katenu, if he says when I get to it, you know, when I get around to it, I'm going to finish this row and the next row and the next row, and when I'm done, I'll come back and I'll collect it.
No, he's saying here he passed it already once, and he says on the way back I'll take it.
Okay, that's another way of saying it. It's no real difference between it. We're not arguing. We're just enough. That's another Hechad Timsa. So the language here, and this is good for Chodesh Elul, is Shenis Atzel. He had Atzlus. Eino had Atzlus, it becomes Osir. Okay. Kisha Atzel, right. If it's Masayim, Osir. If it's Masayim, yeah.
Take a look at number 9.
Number 9. Neglecting to pick it up at the first opportunity, correct. Right.
In other words, you can leave it go until it's, like you said, 100.
Yeah. What else do we have on the side here? Number 10. Let's see. What does it say here? The brackets. It says the Mishnah discusses only the vegetable, not the grapevines. Yeah, this is important to know. This little machlokes he's going to bring over here. According to Rash, it chooses the vegetable as an example, but the same law applies to the grapevines. Thus, if the vegetable increased by 1/200, then the vegetable is prohibited. If the grapevines increased by 1/200, then the grapevines are prohibited. According to Rambam, that's the Rash. According to Rambam, however, the prohibition of the mixed produce depends entirely on the growth of the vegetable, which is the foreign product. In other words, if the vegetable increases by 1/200, then even the grapes become prohibited. Even if the grapes had not increased 1/200. And if the vegetable has not increased 1/200, then even if the grapes do increase 1/200, it still remains mutter. Everything depends on the foreign presence, right? So it's a very small amount. Yeah, we're going to talk about how to measure it in a minute. We're going to have a whole gemara that discusses how to measure 1/200. Yeah. Okay. But this is very important. Machlokes here between the Rambam and the Rash, like, let's say, so the
what has to grow?
What has to grow?
Either or.
Right, so the Mishnah says, imhosif, referencing the vegetable. Okay? Let's go to 51b. Reb Yosef Rachlino Amar Abba Poyel Shona. We're talking about the worker. That's to say that he's preoccupied with his work, so therefore he has a right to say, when I get to it, I'm in the beginning of the row, and I say, when I get to that point in the row, I'll collect it. That's okay. So but if it was the Baal Bus,
yeah.
I was there, and I was just there looking overseeing the work, making sure my workers are working and not lazy on the job. And then I see that little vegetable growing over there. I have to go right to it. The heter is for the poil. Because he's preoccupied.
Because he's not doing anything.
The pile is preoccupied. That's why.
Yeah.
It's because
The pearl is preoccupied. Baal bayis who also when malachto, of course, if you had another type of baal bayis who is actually working there with his workers, that would be a different story. Then he was also kapal. He'd be able just the same halach. He'd be able to say it. And when I get to it, so the gemara baal bayis shekiyam yirakas sada bekar. If an owner maintained field vegetables in a vineyard, in other words, he sees them and he didn't do anything about them. That's what kiyam means. Asur ben loy ben laacher. And it's also for him and for anybody else. Because if once there's an isser on the chefza, if it's the owner, so it's his chefza, so it becomes also for everybody. Poyel shekim yarkas sada bekerem. On the other hand, if it was the poyel that didn't bother uprooting it, after it grew 1/200th, so then also loy, it's also for the worker, mutter l'chodam, but it is mutter for everybody else.
Does the Baal have a chiyuv to teach the worker what is klaim? Because here we're making a distinction.
I would guess that there's a responsibility to teach, workers.
What did he ask?
He asked whether the Baal Bayis has a responsibility to educate his workers in the finer details of klaim. I guess so. Let's put it this way. Let's change it to a question. Let's suppose I have an Amoritz worker that doesn't realize it's an Isser Klayim, doesn't know anything. He's an Amoritz. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that there's such a thing as an Isser Klayim in the Torah. And he walks right by it and doesn't, and he's not Oker it. Obviously, that doesn't create any Isser at all. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even realize that this is Klayim, right? So that's true for the Baal Bus too. If he doesn't realize something's growing there, that doesn't create an Isser. It's only when it's brought to his attention, he has from the moment it's brought to his attention, from that moment on, the time it takes it to grow 1/200th.
Yeah, but he might have a different responsibility because he's the Baal Bus.
Yeah, I don't know anything about responsibilities like that. Still, I mean, is he responsible to give him a daf yomi share? I don't know. Okay.
Shlomi.
What?
We're going to talk about it.
Is there any other mitzvah like that? That you not, doesn't happen until you're made aware of it? I mean, every mitzvah is that way.
I don't know. Offhand, I'm not that familiar with things.
You don't know.
That.
I mean,
you would call it a mitzvah.
Isser.
Yeah, okay. It's an Isser. It's not a
mitzvah. Yeah, I mean, you're right.
I'm saying if somebody doesn't mikayim.
No, fine. I take it
back. Kilayim.
I take it back. Any other Isser. Any other Isser.
Right, Isser.
Is there any other Isser that, or is every Isser, you're not mechuyav, there's nothing happening.
You don't know,
man. Can't know, but you can't know.
If there's a Gemara in Brachas, I'll remind you, the Gemara in Brachas where a person sees his friend walking by and he's wearing a beged of shatnas, to rip it off of him, yeah?
Well, you can tell him.
But it's immediate. There's no waiting period.
Because there's no Isser right now.
This is not leaf day.
Has to grow something.
It's been growing. But I'm saying the fact that it has been growing is not enough to create the Isser.
Yeah, it might be very unique.
It's very unique. Yeah.
Wait, you're saying it's leaf day if the person doesn't know that he's walking by Kilai? No. There's no leaf
neighbor
then.
No. You know, we're talking about shatnas.
Yeah, but
by
shatnas.
But
might be the only
because
thing.
He knows the Isser, he just doesn't know that the bacon has shatnas in it.
That's correct.
So I'm saying that's leaf neighbor. But I'm saying here, the example that you gave is the person walking by doesn't even know about the Isser.
I wouldn't use the word leaf neighbor. I don't like that word. It's not leaf neighbor. It's not a question of leaf neighbor. It's a question of he's being over the Isser.
If you find chametz on Pesach.
Do you find a chametz on Pesach?
Your own?
And you don't cover it once you find it.
So it's your own.
If you find chametz on Pesach, you are over already by Rabbi Matzah. Yeah, that's already, you are over already. It's for foul. It's for foul.
No, not for foul, because every minute that you don't cover it, you're over.
Yeah, I'm saying, but it's oh, already. Is, it, what I'm saying is his awareness. Right. His awareness doesn't. It's not absolved him.
I'm just trying to think of a mitzvah that would be in this category.
It makes him a
fool. Okay, that's a good question. Is Rabbi Matzah if he doesn't see it till after
Yom Tov? He was Rabbi Matzah in the fact that what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where you weren't. You didn't do bittul. You know, it's a very unique case. Right. So if you didn't do bittul and you weren't aware of it, you're over by your Rabbi Matzah. Doesn't matter. You're over by your Rabbi Matzah.
It was there on Pesach.
Yeah, Chometz Shavuot or Pesach is also by Noah. Kivin Sha'avar by your Rabbi Matzah. That's the reason behind this. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Baba Shakim Yarkas Sada Bekarim. Asun Bain Lo Bain Lacher. Paul Shakim Yarkas Sada. Also, loy mutulucholana, but the pile, it's only also to him, not to everybody else. Bekashya, and we ask the question, also lo, if it's us or for himself, so yeah, also lucholana, why is it mutter for everybody else? It's like the Gemara at the Havim, he was thinking, this is a Metzias, right? If it's a Metzias client, so why should it be mutter for everybody else? And mutulucholana, if it's mutter for everybody else, who mutulay should be mutter for him also? So the Gemara answers, elakirb shimon. This is Reb Shimon, and we've had this before. Reb Shimon said, it's something, it doesn't really belong to him. So therefore, as far as other people are concerned, so it's not going to create an issue because it's not, he doesn't own it to begin with. But nonetheless, for the worker himself, there is an issue. That's ought to be a drabonin, right? I mean, that's what it says here on the bottom here. Someone explain. This is a rabbinic penalty. They penalize the worker for neglecting to uproot the claim. So that's why it's also for him. That seems to be the shot. I mean, I'm not sure how else to explain it. Ubalikdan acher. This is a little strange. This is like, the girsa is changed. It's a funny thing. It's like where the vegetables were picked up by someone else. So we're not talking about the owner. We're not talking about the worker. We're talking about a passerby, right? So in 11, he says, the worker allowed it to grow 200. Someone else came along and picked them before they increased by a 200th from when he noticed them, meaning the third party. Whether that person is an owner or another acting on the owner's behalf, the vegetables remain permitted to all except the worker who allowed them to grow. I mean, I'm not really sure what the point here is. No, in other words, I'm not 100% sure why this was added. This is really, it's a repeat of the previous halacha. It's just telling me that someone else can act on my behalf and becomes like my shliach or something like that. I'm not sure. Or another way of putting it is that the zman of the 200, it starts again. There's a reset of the clock, so to speak. Yeah. But if what?
The worker himself.
If the worker himself picked the vegetable, then it's also both for him and for anybody. Now over here, they explain, I mean, the way I understand this is, I guess there's different ways to learn this. It could be that this is the worker who had vegetables coming to him as part of the work, as part of compensation, so therefore he does have a shtickl ownership in these vegetables that he picks. So therefore, anything that he does own is going to ultimately be awesome for everybody if he lets it grow. It's also pasha zach, really, in a certain sense. That's one way to learn it. Others explain the Gemara is referring to a case where the worker ultimately picked the vegetables for the owner. In this instance, they become forbidden for everybody because it emerges that when he maintained them as client, he was acting as the owner's agent and was in effect rendering forbidden something that is his. I don't know. That sounds a little funny to me.
Even though the owner didn't make him a shliach?
Did not make him a shliach? The shliach of Aveira, if he's doing it on his own. I don't know. I don't know about the second shot. Imhaisim Masayim, now, also, now we're going to talk about how you measure it, okay? Imhaisim Masayim is also, Verbiyana Yimashan Bahadein Yarbuza. So this is Yarbuza plant. It might be, it's not clear what this plant is, but, could be asparagus, according to the Rav and Shvias. Okay, so let's call it, we'll just use the name that the Yerushalmi uses, the Yarbuza plant. Now, in footnote 14, it says like this. It says that through experimentation, Rabbi Yannai's student observed when you pluck a yarbuza from the ground and leave another one attached to the ground, the attached one increases in growth at the same rate that the attached one diminishes through the loss of moisture.
That's interesting.
Very interesting. So there's, so I guess they had a way
there's of... no net positive. In other words, it just transferred from one to the next.
Which is, but how did it, that happen?
It's, yeah. Kind of, so they said, so one way of learning the Gemara, there's two ways to learn the Gemara. Either the Gemara is using this methodology that they found, that they observed in the Yarbuza plant, and they're transferring this scientific fact from the Yarbuza plant to all other plants. So therefore, if I'm dealing with an onion plant or whatever, a vegetable plant, do the same thing. Leave one attached and leave one detached, and then start measuring.
A one to one shrinkage.
The shrinkage. When is it completely shrunk? I mean, the Rambam says, you see how long it takes to shrink. So his example is, let's say it takes 100 hours for it to shrink. Right? So 100 hours. 1/200th of 100 hours is a half an hour. So I know if it took 100 hours to shrink, I know that in 30 minutes, it will grow 1/200th. Wow. That's what they're saying over here. That's what some people say. The other people, the Gra says that because there's a kasha on here, because there's some plants that are just not going to shrink. Like, for instance, a watermelon, it's just going to stay as is. You'll pluck it off the vine, and it'll stay that way for quite a while. So what are you talking about for? So the Gra says, no, the Gemara meant only Yarbuza. We always use the Yarbuza plant. That's the standard. So as long, whatever the amount of Yarbuza, whatever the Yarbuza plant will grow 200.
That's
the shear we use.
Pray
everything.
100 right. hours versus that.
So therefore, the growth of the plant comes through the absorption of moisture, in essence, they're saying.
Yes.
So therefore, we calculate the rate of the escape of moisture.
But only the Yarbuza plant.
Right,
okay. What we're trying to calculate is growth.
Right.
So what's 1/200th when we say growth? That's the problem.
Very interesting, because you would think growth comes up through the ground. It's not a moisture thing as much as it's a nutrient thing. So again, another example of how the root system has nothing to do with it. Because the hill was flying, once again, we're not looking at the root system.
Now the footnote quotes a Ravid who has an alternate method, which is...
Why? The plant of Kalayim is still attached to the ground.
I'll just wait one second. They're having a conversation. Okay, Shansi made an observation, but we'll just leave it for this timing, okay? Let's talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
The Ravid has another alternative way of doing this, which is by weight. His is a much quicker way, because the other way you've got to wait 100 hours to figure out that it takes 100 hours to dry out. So you're going to wait 100 hours to figure out what the rate is to figure out the 1/200th, right? So the Ravid has a quicker way of doing this. What does he do? He says, go ahead and weigh the vegetable when it's attached to the ground. Okay, now detach it. Now, wait an hour, let's say, and weigh it again. So, wait, W-A-I-T, until the weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, has diminished 1/200th of its original weight. That gives you an exact measure, as quickly as possible.
Assuming that you can measure that.
Assuming, yeah, I mean, you
need to have a very
1/200.
You've got a sensitive scale.
Digital scale at the time of your
yeah, story. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, and that's a little funny. I mean, that's a funny thing altogether because I mean, what's Ryan talking about? I mean, I'm just thinking about in terms of size, like one vegetable would be a larger vegetable. I guess they would dry out at the same rate. So 1/200th of a large vegetable will dry out as quickly as a smaller vegetable.
No,
It sounds a little strange.
Insurance is easier.
All right, so that's what it says in the Gemara. Ketzer the Biter, let's do it inside the Hebrew now. Ketzer the Biter, how are you figuring it out? Rabbi B'Shem Rav Chanina, like an Echad Meniach, you take one and you leave one. So that's what we just said. Mashazapolches, Zem Osif. What this one diminishes, that's the way that one increases. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, so that's a very interesting Gemara. Halacha Vav, Hayu Ayva B'Kerem. Now, here you're walking in through a kerem, and nothing meadows run. And some seeds fall. They fall from him unwittingly. Or you have the seeds, he had them in his pocket, and they fall into the water or in the fertilizer. And so, again, that's all being planted without his das. He's sowing his field, and the wind blows the field behind him. So he didn't want the wind. He's trying to throw the seeds in front of him, and the wind blows it behind him into the vineyard. Mutter, it's all those are permitted. Of course, when we say it's permitted, we don't mean that you know about it and you let it grow. Obviously, as soon as you become aware of it, you're mechayev to be ikrit as well. And if it was Maisif Masayim, after you know about it, it's going to be the same as we had before. When you have a discovery process, but it means that's not a problem, right? He brings over here. Let's see, I'd rather read it in Hebrew. Does he have the who quotes the Hebrew here? Just want to see the Hebrew here. Yeah, look at the Pnei Maisha. Mutter d'ksiv. See, it's four lines up from the bottom. Mutter d'ksiv. Pentukta shamleya hazera shetizra. That's the pasuk, right? The sizra kama chaklayim. Pentukta shamleya hazera shetizra. So since it says hazera shetizra, you have to have kavono. Zelo zara b'kavono. L'ficha chenu mekadesh. U'kashiyira achaka hazroim v'kerem chayiv la'okran v'im kaiman harizah kiddush. Of course, it's the same thing, right? Next. Now, what's about Acharov? What if it happened Siarato Haruach Lafonov? What if it blew the seed right in front of him? So here, I guess, that's the issue. Does he want it or does he not want it? That's part of the problem here. What's the difference between Lafonov and Acharov, right?
Are we talking where he saw it flying out?
He saw it in front of him as opposed to not knowing about it? That's the whole difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, if he knows about it, the clock starts ticking.
Yeah.
It starts to grow.
Okay. It seems a little strange, right?
No.
Why do I have to have a case where it blows it in front of him and he knows about it? We know the din already. If you know about it, you got to get rid of it. If you don't know about it, then you have until...
In one case, you expect it.
Well, let's take a look at what Rabbi Akiva says, and let's see what he says, and let's decide what's going on over here in a second. Rabbi Akiva Omer, in my sovim, when wheat starts to grow, it appears at first like grass. That's what they say in the footnotes, and Yufak, you just have to overturn it, and that stops the growth. In my viv, you're not pates. If it develops further, and the kernels have begun to ripen, then you shake it out, and you scatter them around. It may be a doggone, you know, like if it's already brought forth grain, it has to be burned. Okay?
It's all the same thing. If you know about it, you got to stop the process.
If you know about it, you got to stop the process. Well, they do point out that if it just started to root, if the seed started to just take root, then just turning it would not be enough because it would just continue to grow. So I guess I'm not 100% sure.
He writes here. Really sprouted that he should turn it over to uproot it. He has those words in the English.
If it's what?
If the seed merely sprouted as grass.
Yeah, yeah, that will uproot it. That's correct. That will uproot it. That's true.
All forms of having das that require you to stop it. So it seems like that's the difference.
Yeah. So in 20, second paragraph, this seems to me what the Kiddush is here. Nevertheless, the farmer is not required to remove the seeds from the vineyard before they germinate. Since collecting every individual seed is an arduous task, letting it take root is considered unavoidable. Rather, he plans on destroying the seed after it sprouts.
Why is that easier?
So that would be...
You just see very easily
what it is you have to do, right?
Yeah.
Since the sprouting is considered unavoidable, his intention from the outset is to uproot it. He does not violate the Lay Sizra. Okay, that would be... That's the chayr that pshat. There's an alternative variant in the bottom box where he has it, that where he has a different shot. Okay. Adkan. Kol tov.